Hey, what's going on, Dutch Nation? Happy Dutch Love Day. Hope you all are rallying and that we make a massive impact this year. And with that being said, Dutch Love, we thought it very fitting to have one of our power couples on. Legacy franchisees of Roseville and Granite Bay, California, Brian and Maddie Place. And again, we also had Mr. Brant Boersma. Shane, just living it up on that vacation. Must be nice. So they share with us their Dutch story, which spans nearly 12 years now, the importance of making time for one another, which can be very challenging in a chaotic Dutch world, but it's paying dividends in their relationships. They kill it with their crews. They kill it with their customers. They got a big heart for givebacks. So they really fit the bill with our theme being Dutch love. Great people. What can I say? So sit back, relax, and enjoy the Brian and Maddie Place podcast. Welcome, guys. How long was the drive?
It was like 5.5.
In a big Sprinter van?
Yeah. We brought the whole leadership team with us. Yeah.
So, okay, how did you guys meet exactly?
Through Dutch. Man. Everybody assumes that.
I didn't assume it. That's why I inquired.
I guess we're high school sweethearts.
She guesses. It's a fact.
So our first date was senior prom, which is, you know, the very tail end of senior year. And so for me, like, I don't really call us high school sweethearts, but I guess technically we are.
This was North Medford High.
Medford High School.
Oh, really?
Right down the road.
Black Tornado.
Oh, my gosh.
2004, baby. Yeah.
We graduated the same year as Caleb Berkey and Courtney Kunowski and Charles.
All those guys.
You guys are all
So we went to opposite high schools, though.
Oh,
so we went to North and they all went to South.
Oh, man.
In Medford, so.
Yeah.
Are you guys friends now? Or?
Absolutely. Yeah, we didn't really meet, though, until we got into later. Dutch Bros, which is funny. Yeah, Courtney actually hired and trained me.
Oh, really?
Funny. Yeah. Yeah,
no kidding.
Cool. Go way back.
Yeah. And you guys aren't that far apart now with your franchises.
No.
No, an hour and a half away.
As big as this world is, it's very small.
Yes. Okay, so then you grew up with Dutch Bros around the area.
Totally.
What did you guys drink for the first time? Were you kids doing the not so hot, or did you go right to coffee or Red Bull?
When we were in high school, that was like the status quo. If you came to school with Dutch Bros in your hand, you were so cool.
Yeah. Especially with that pink straw, too, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, so I would always
they're
get...
hot. No, they got the pink one.
Yeah. I always got orange. I don't know. That's like the worst.
No, I remember I used to get the blended, at the time, it was the Milky Way.
Sure, yeah.
Yum. And they would do it in the paper cups because we didn't have the plastic cups yet.
Oh, yeah.
We were reminiscing about this the other day, and my very first drink, the only time I've ever had it was a 911.
Oh my gosh.
What? Why? Like why 911?
Wasn't it one of our friends made you?
It was,
one,
like, one of our good friends made it as a joke. I was like, oh, try this. Dude, I was like 18. That was my first time. I was not a coffee drinker.
You
and after that,
jacked.
I was jacked.
You're like, this is the greatest thing ever.
My caffeine tolerance is nothing.
Do you ever drink decaf?
I do. Yeah. I do. And you know what? I feel like such a hypocrite. We have death before decaf, you know, on everything. And here I am, like, sporting my death before decaf mug.
Death really is just the graduation into the next things.
Some might call it death. I call it rebirth with less shaking.
Yeah. Exactly.
I just love the taste.
Rebirth.
We're going to make decaf cool, guys.
Hashtag make decaf cool.
Well, hey, so I wanted to call you guys up because you are in a select group of people I refer to as power couples.
Power.
And with this coming into Dutch Love Month and everything, it's like, we got to get a power couple on the couch.
Inappropriate.
How did the Dutch journey start? And ultimately, like, what led you to pursue it as a career?
We ended up moving up to Eugene to go to school. We needed a job to just get us through. I was working retail. I hated it. Brian was working at some deli. So our roommate at the time was working for Dutch Bros. He's the one that gave Brian the 911 that he mentioned.
Oh.
And so he was working for Springfield, Oregon. And he would just always come home like raving about how much he loved his job. And Brian and I over here like, dang, we need to get in on that.
Yeah.
And so Brian got in first. And
I got hired by Kenny Stromer.
Yeah.
Vancouver. Yeah. He awesome. He looked at me and gave me this odd look, and I gave him kind of a weird look back, and he's like, when can you start? And I'm like, tomorrow? And he's like, good answer.
There you go.
Yeah, the rest is history.
So Brian got in with Eugene. Eventually, I got hired on with Springfield. Like I said, Courtney Kwanowski and Blaine Libertor, they both kind of hired me together.
But it was awesome because I got to go to their Christmas parties and she got to go to ours. Oh, so perfect. It was really cool.
Yeah. Two Christmas parties?
Yeah,
come
on. We were spoiled.
You guys planned that out.
Yeah, so that's kind of how we got into it. At the time, we didn't think that it was going to be our end game, you know?
Sure. What were you guys going to school for?
So I actually graduated Oregon State. Big Duck fan.
I'm out of here.
Yeah. No. Hear me out. Big Duck fan. I always grew up.
I'm a
he still bleeds green and yellow.
I still do. But for my degree, I went for sports therapy.
Cool.
And sports medicine. So they had better classes. So I commuted actually from Eugene up to Corvallis every day.
Really?
How long is that drive?
It's like 45 minutes.
It's not horrible.
It's a really pretty drive.
It's beautiful though too. So I did that while Maddie went to U of O.
I was doing public relations.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, there you go.
With a minor in business. So I like to think that I'm sort of using
And so both
degree.
Of you guys graduated.
Yeah, we both graduated. Yeah, that was... We'll get into that later.
Yeah. But... started working the stands and then started being assistant manager, manager. Did that. That's kind of the path.
Well, 2009, Brian proposed to me. In Montana. And on our drive home, we were talking like life stuff, like, okay.
After you
after
said
the,
yes.
After
like, okay,
I said
now
yes.
Let's talk life stuff.
Let's talk life. Yeah.
So we're like, what are we doing with our lives? You know, we were going to school, but neither of us were really in love with what we were going to school for.
Well, I remember we were driving through like Eastern Washington, coming back
the
down.
The most boring drive.
Like, yeah. Like
getting into the desert.
Yeah, getting in the desert. When we're coming back, we're like, what are we going to do with our lives? I'm almost done with like my 8.5 years of school that I literally to get my 4-year degree, just continuous schooling because I didn't know what
Ryan's
I wanted to
like
do.
Ryan's like the real Van Wilder.
I was going to say Van Wilder.
Yeah, I went to 5 colleges and, you know, never stopped. I went to U of O as well. Like I went summer school all the way through, did all my chemistry classes, biochem, all that stuff.
You're thorough.
Never stopped.
Wrong with that.
I graduated with enough credits to actually have two
full degrees.
Didn't get them though because they didn't equate to anything. So, but
a lot of wasted money and time.
Yeah. But we're just driving. We're like, what are we going to do with our lives? Like, what do you want to do? And Maddie looks at me and she's like, gosh, if only we could do what we're doing right now for a career, that would be unreal. And I looked at her and I said, I feel the same exact way. That kind of spawned that whole thought process and like planted the seed of like, whoa, what if there is an opportunity for us to do this? Because we know people that are franchised.
Yeah.
And that's something, but like, is that going to be for us? Like, how do you start? Where do you start? Sometimes it takes a leap of faith and decided that, you know, we needed to shoot an email over to Brian Maxwell and just try to get our names out there and get some stuff going. And so we talked to Jonah and Brittany as well and kind of let them know where our heads were. And we had full support. So we ended up talking to Brian and he was like, dude, yes. Awesome. Love the interest. That's so great that you guys want a franchise. However, we have a red light right now. We are not growing. Only existing franchisees.
It was the recession. Yeah. It was 2009.
Yeah.
You know, nobody knew where the economy was going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they put a big freeze on new franchisees coming in at the time. Yeah. But we call that kind of a blessing in disguise. Brian is like, I mean, we're interested in having you guys. So just kind of keep doing what you're doing and we'll let you know, like, basically when the floodgates open back up. We weren't done with school yet. Mm-hmm. We just got engaged. We knew we wanted to finish school before we got married.
Yeah.
So over that time, we got married. We graduated. We became managers. So we gained a lot of experience over those couple years.
Mm-hmm.
And then called Brian and was like, hey, good news. Like, we're opening the floodgates. Like, come down, sign some papers. We'll get, you know, everything going.
Well, it was cool because we checked in like every 2 months.
Sure.
I was very adamant about it. I'm like, hey, I'm just going to write in.
That's cool.
And just say, hey, you know, where are things at? Hope you're doing well. And they were just short conversations. But
and we're managing now. It's
we're gaining experience.
Yeah, totally.
For us, I mean, that was the best thing that we could have ever done because honestly, if you would have put us in there at 21, we might not have been ready for what we're at today. So it was really a blessing in disguise, like Maddie said. And it was just cool just keeping, you know, touch. Anytime we were down in Grants Pass, both of our families lived down here. We'd stop into HQ, say what's up, throw some high fives, and try to make ourselves present so that we had our fingers on the pulse and they could also have theirs on ours. So,
yeah. I mean, that's good too, because it can be out of sight, out of mind sort of
mentality.
Yeah, you
got to be persistent.
Yeah. And they see like active interest, like, oh, yeah, these guys must really want it. And that's cool. So, shoot, you got the green light in Granite Bay, California.
Well, it was a different story.
But you didn't.
It's kind of a long story.
At that point, that was one of those weird times where it's like, hey, where do you want to go?
Choose your fate.
Yeah. Where would you like to be? And we're like, holy cow, what do we want? We want to be close to the Pacific Ocean. We like being close to the water. We want to be on the West Coast. We wanted mountains nearby. We wanted sunshine because coming from Eugene, I mean, you see the sun, you know, once a week. We wanted a good place to raise a family. And we wanted to be close, like proximity to our family. Mm-hmm. Where's a good in between? And we started literally looking at the map. We went down there to check out the Sacramento area. There's a lot of country around there. You got mountains nearby. You got the beach nearby. It checked off all the boxes.
Sure.
And when we finally got down there, we looked around. We're like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Like
it's
to rewind, Brian and I were actually both born in California.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
But we were both, you too. Huh? Yeah, I was born in Merced, California. Okay, and Brian was born in Hayward, which is in the Bay, like by Oakland.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They're not the worst areas.
But I say that I grew up in Medford. That was where I really became myself. And and Maddie, the same thing.
It's just funny because as we got to talking about, you know, our life goals and stuff, we're like, we're never going to move back to California because we just had that stigma in our, you know. And so when we thought about Sacramento, we're like, okay, let's give it a chance. We've never spent a lot of time down there.
Yeah.
We ended up falling in love with it. We just took a weekend trip down there just to kind of get a feel for it.
Yeah.
And we've lived there for almost 7 years now.
We live in Roseville, which is a suburb of Sacramento, and it's phenomenal. It's such a blessing to be there. And yeah, we wouldn't trade it for anything.
So man, cool. I can't tell you how funny it is having done this podcast for a little while now. There's so many people that where they are now and they love it, they didn't want to go there initially.
Yeah.
Like Crocker did not want to go to Washington with this job. If you're looking to make it a long-term play, like you got to have an open mind about areas and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've actually been now in Sacramento area longer than we were in Eugene.
Yeah. Wow.
Which is weird.
Blows my mind.
Yeah. Blows my mind too. Yeah.
Especially with a 12-year college degree.
Not even quite sure if I did finish.
Was it 2015, early 2015, you opened Granite Bay?
2014. We opened in 2014.
It was 2014.
Yeah, 2014. So, gotcha. March 7th. Uh-huh. My 7-year anniversary with Dutch was the day we opened.
Yeah, yeah. Nice.
So we actually moved down, though, in 2012.
Yeah. Were you working for the Grubs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Right, the wonderful Grubs. Man, those guys.
I like to thank Brian Maxwell because he was kind of the one who connected us with the Grubs.
He was a matchmaker for sure. Yeah. Told Steve, hey, give the places a call. They want to go down to that area as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were the franchisees of Citrus Heights and Northeast Sacramento at that point. And they had a couple shops ready to go. Bought them off of, I think, off of Craigslist.
Remodeled them real quick.
Remodeled them.
But they didn't have managers. And so Steve called Brian one day and was just like, hey, you don't know me, but want to meet up? And and it was like love at first sight with them. And they're still they're like, we call them family.
That was the turning point, honestly, for us. That was where it became a reality. Because before it was a thought and it was a wish and a hope and a dream. But when I got that call from Steve and then meeting with them, like seeing Nicole and Steve and like the smiles on their faces and just getting that warm hug.
Felt like unreal. You knew him
we
for
felt
years.
Like part of the family right away. And so we, a month later, we had wrapped up our Dutch Bros journeys in Eugene and Springfield and then moved down to California.
Yeah.
Which, you know, was a huge risk for us because we're like, we don't even know these people.
Yeah.
And so we got to manage for them for a couple of years. You said we got Granite Bay and I said, yeah, kind of.
Uh-huh.
So we actually had a different territory.
We literally had everything from pretty much downtown Sacramento all the way through like Rancho Cordova, all the way to Folsom.
It was kind of
like
weird.
Carmichael, crazy big area, but there just wasn't any opportunity. Nobody wanted to work with us. Nobody knew who Dutch Bros was.
Probably leases were super high in some of those areas.
Yeah, it was just,
well, it was just weird coming from, you know, Oregon. Everyone knows what Dutch Bros is in Oregon, but we were coming to a place where there was one location in Auburn, California, and one in Woodland.
Yeah.
And that had been there for a while, but those are like the outskirts of Sacramento. Right. So people closer to the actual city didn't have any idea what Dutch Bros was. So we would say, oh, we're trying to open a coffee shop. And people would be like, what's that? You know, and they just thought we were some little podunk coffee shop or something. And so we had a really hard time finding locations. We finally found one and put all of our eggs in this basket and went to go submit permits and found out that the city stopped allowing drive-thrus in this particular area, and we were like smack middle of it.
Yeah, it was a 1 mile stretch of this one road. We were smack dab
in
the center.
Like, no.
And they're like, we're not doing drive-thrus or anything of that sort because we want it to be a walking friendly area. And so we had put like, you know, a year, a little over a year of effort into this, getting it all together with the property owner, and it crushed us. Like, we were crushed.
What are these cities have like no public parks? Can't go walk there? Come on.
Oh,
people need coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we were just distraught and we were like, geez, what do we do? Do we fight it? Do we start all over? What are we going to do? And then like 2 days later, there's some stuff came up where the people who were supposed to open in Granite Bay moved on to
kind of had a falling out.
Had a little bit of a falling out with Dutch Bros.
Yeah.
And so we had kind of heard like whispers, but we
Nicole Grubbs was like, hey, you should write Brian Maxwell, Levi, Trav, hit up everybody mm-hmm. and say that you are willing to move to any area within our area, within Sacramento, if mm-hmm. there was an opportunity to arise.
Sure.
I was like, how coy can you be right now? Like, tell me what's going on. She's like, I cannot say.
Yeah.
But you need to put your name in the hat.
We didn't know all the details. We were like, okay, we're just going to do it. And about 2 weeks later, I think we got a call from Trav. Brian looks down. He's like, oh my gosh, Trav Wars was calling me right now.
Oh my gosh. It was great. I got like a frog in my throat anyway. So I guess I could, you know, do the Trav voice. Bitching. But he calls us and we're sitting there and we're like, this might be the verdict because we've been really trying. We would love to take over this site that has already been approved. They're getting ready for construction. We've heard that it could be an HQ site. It could be another franchise site. We don't know, but we put our name in the hat and he called. Maddie likes to describe it as a Ryan Seacrest moment on American Idol.
Like, you know how he would like make it seem like you're not
getting it.
Like kind of just toy with you really bad. And so he's kind of messing with it. He's like, hey, you know, like we have some really good people out there that, that would be great in the spot, you know?
I'm talking about you and your wife.
Yeah. But, you know, he's like, hey, we have some really good talent out there and there are a lot of people that'd be great in the spot. We really want this to go to the right person. And at that point, we're like, oh my God, what does that mean? Mm. And he kind of pauses and he goes, and that's you guys. You're going to Granite Bay. And we like lost it. I looked at Maddie and we stared at each other and I think we were silent for a while, but we heard this eruption in the background and it was all of HQ at that point. I'm pretty sure it was
all 14 people.
It was like all 14 people at HQ and everybody starts cheering and laughing and clapping. And it was like, it was one of the coolest moments because we went from an absolute low to the highest of highs right after. And
everything
it was,
happens for a reason. I'm a firm believer of that.
Sure.
So real.
I didn't know that story. I just thought kind of a long Granite Bay was kind of teed up for you and you guys had your eye on the prize the whole time. And
it was teed up, but man, we had a long swing to get there.
That wasn't your initial target or even your approved area.
But again, in that circumstance, like we're incredibly blessed to be in the Granite Bay community and Roseville community because that's where we spent all of our time anyways. When we were looking in the other area, which was 20, 30 minutes away, we always ended up doing date nights in Roseville. Sure. We always went to the movies up there. We always went to
their shopping. We always, you know,
everything was
so
up there. It was just this draw, you know?
Awesome.
Yeah. So. It's meant to be.
Well, and now you guys have a little family you're raising.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Pretty incredible.
Incredible.
We always knew we wanted to have kids. We were like, let's get the shop open and then we'll talk kids, you know? Mm-hmm. They say there's no perfect time, but you can at least try and control it a little bit. And so we're like, okay, you know, we've been open for a month. Like, let's start trying. And I literally blinked. It's like, hey, I'm pregnant. So like a month after we opened,
High school, I'm like, oh my gosh.
Oh yeah. It was like our grand opening party. We're like, oh man. Like,
no.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying like
a honeymoon. Pretty
much,
stands open now.
Yeah.
I know what that means.
There's a lot of love in the air.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
It makes sense.
Yeah. So I had a little New Year's baby. Now she's four. She just turned four on New Year's Day.
Yeah.
And we have another Addie. One now, and he's a year and a half. Yeah, Addie and Avery.
And Avery,
yeah, they're the spice of our lives. Yeah. I'll tell you.
The girl and the boy, you hit it out of the park. Yeah. Right, that.
Unreal.
We call Avery the gateway baby.
That's what you're telling me.
Like, have you ever heard the term gateway drug? It, like, so good that it makes you want more.
Yeah.
He's like the best baby ever. And so, I don't know. We're talking about more, but we'll see.
You guys are also open in Roseville, and you're about to open your third shop, and then a growing family. And how do you guys find the time just to make time for one another still? And
you're always challenged with that. I know that we have to purposely make date nights. We have to schedule them out. And thank the Lord, we have such a crew. We have amazing people in our lives that are willing to watch those kiddos and take them on. And sometimes they'll force us out of the house. They'll be like, all right,
they will make us go take them. We don't have a hard time finding anyone.
One of our managers, Grace, she's up here with us now. She literally pushed us out of the house the other day. She's like, you're going on a date.
Yeah.
Go for it. I'm watching the kids.
Yeah.
So.
Awesome.
It was cool. We got a ton of gift cards to restaurants and stuff for Christmas. And so it's kind of like forced us to use them up and take these date nights, you know? And it's been awesome. Yeah. We got to go.
Yeah. So. Lots of sushi.
Oh, yeah. Brant's always my sushi date.
That's right. Because, I mean, I also agree with cousins. You have to... Sometimes you gotta date them.
Yeah, that's true.
Especially if you can get fantasy football advice from them, you definitely, you know, you gotta invest in that.
Yep.
No, we're actually going to Paris, though.
That's awesome.
Are just the two of you?
Just the two of us.
Yeah,
so
that's along those lines.
We've been really excited to go to Europe. We've never been. So,
Fun times.
We got to take the kiddos there a couple years ago, and
French people do not like kids that are American. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, I understand it too, because I mean, different we just culture. Had little kids with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like,
why'd you bring kids?
Yeah. Yeah, like, see, we're going without.
But yeah, so we're excited to just be with each other.
How long are you guys going to be there?
A week.
A week.
Perfect.
So, yeah, that's great. Yeah, it was just a quick trip. We wanted to just get away and be a married couple. Luckily, my folks live like 20 minutes away now. They moved from Texas back out to be a part of the family again. So they get to watch the kiddos.
We're taking full advantage.
So, right. Yeah, that's why I asked the question, because I think you guys are doing the right thing, because it gets overwhelming. You kind of lose sight of like how special your guys' relationship is, you know?
For sure.
So it's good. You do. You take it for granted. That time. And I think that happens more often than not, but you have to really reflect back and look and see, hey, we need to spend time on each other.
With your guys' story, you had all this time put into another area, and then all of a sudden something just kind of opened up in Granite Bay. It sounds like a lot of the groundwork was somewhat laid already. So what was it like then when you actually opened Roseville, targeted the site the whole time, and you guys were involved in the whole thing?
That was a different animal.
Yeah, that was fun though. That was fun, because that's where I get my kicks is like property acquisition and looking and finding and kind of, you know, scoping it out.
Wheeling
like
and dealing.
Wheeling and dealing. Yeah, like, that would be a sick site. Like, let's look at that. And so funny story with that one was, we found the site where our Roseville shop is currently. And at that same time, we found another location, which is where our third shop is going right now.
Awesome.
This is back in 2015. Yeah. And so things take a while. They don't just happen overnight.
Clearly.
So we were talking to Trav, and we're like, hey, we have these two awesome sites, but we don't have enough money to get them both to fruition. Yeah. And he looked it over and he's like, hey, I agree. They're both phenomenal sites. We don't want to lose out on them. So how about this? One was a lease. It already had a conditional use permit for drive-through.
Yeah.
That was a no-brainer. Easy to do. He's like, why don't you guys take that one and I will buy the dirt for the other property. And Maddie and I were going to sink everything that we had into this land and hopefully get that going. This is an unreal opportunity. Trav's willing to buy the property and then hold on to it for us. Mm-hmm. And who does that?
Right.
Like, nobody does that. And so he was super generous and held on to it since 2015. We went ahead, built the Roseville shop. Got that up and running in about a year and a half. And we've been open now 2.5 years.
Yeah, 2.5 years.
Jeez. But yeah, I got that one up and running. And now we're just coming to fruition with our third shop on that property. And we worked it all out. And now we're getting ready to rock and roll. And it's going to be a banger.
Yeah.
I'm hoping.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. Excited. Yeah. The area's hopping for sure.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of successful couples that I know, they complement each other. So like, what would you guys say as far as like any weakness you have that Maddie's strengths sort of outweigh them and vice versa?
Our roles are very...
How long do you want to share?
Maybe just one. Yeah.
I think my personal strength, this goes for Maddie too, but we love being with our people. First and foremost, it's all about the crew. It's all about our customers. It's about that community relationship of bringing everybody together. But aside from that, I love the numbers. Mm-hmm. I like the stats. I like... Yeah. Doing the books. I like checking things out, making sure that we're in line. I also like looking for properties and trying to grow the business.
Yeah.
That's my weakness. I hate numbers. Like, my eyes glaze over. I can't do it. Can't do numbers. Yeah. That's all brand.
So that's perfect for me, because now I'm doing what I like. And on the same respect, Maddie has a PR degree, talking to customers that are maybe disgruntled or, you know, want something. She's so, so incredibly good with givebacks and dealing with people, and when they're mad, making them happy.
Sure.
Customer complaints aren't exactly always fun, but I don't know. I get a joy out of it sometimes. Like, just to see that
if you make it right,
exactly.
And then they're stoked. Like, that's a good feeling.
Make them a fan forever, you know? Yeah. So it's cool. Yeah.
You guys did say giving back too was something you liked. What's been some of the cool things with givebacks that have really made an impact in the community, and then with you guys personally too?
So we did so many givebacks last year. It's just been so overwhelming in a good way. What tugs at our heartstrings are kids. We love doing, you know, Buck for Kids. That's a big one. But we've done some of our own. Recently, we did one for Roseville Police Activities League, which helps with underprivileged kids, you know, in our area. There's Kids First, which also deals with that. There's Excel Roseville, which is another one. There's another one that we did last year called All About Hope. And that one was really cool to me. Basically, what they do is they make gift baskets full of art supplies and they donate them to kids that are sick in hospitals. Other big ones, like the Special Olympics, was so rewarding to work with them. We had a lot of the athletes come out and like talk to the people waiting in lines. And that was just really cool to interact with them.
Yeah.
We did one with AIM, which is Agape International Missions. They go to other countries and locally help with sex trafficking.
Mm, yeah.
And what's cool with that one is we did that last September.
Yeah, that one was August. Rad. Yeah.
And they actually made t-shirts for us to wear. And the cool thing about that is they have survivors that they help, you know, bring from other countries.
Yeah.
And they give them work. And so they make custom t-shirts.
Sure,
and
yeah.
So they had all of us wear them, which was really cool.
Their whole crew was decked out. We did like a co-op with them and had Dutch Bros on it and then their logo and everybody went out. And it was just really cool to have that as a whole like collective.
And you guys partnered up with a bunch of people in the area too, with the female police officer that was killed.
Just recently.
Yeah, last Thursday.
Mm. Well, law enforcement too is a big thing for us. We really appreciate what, you know, first responders do in our community because honestly, they're the backbone. We got to make sure that they're taken care of as well. But that was a really tragic one with Officer Natalie Corona. We actually had 26 locations in the Sacramento region, all the way from like Stockton.
Even like Fairfield got involved, and you guys, and Oakley, Woodland, Davis, obviously.
Santa Rosa, everybody.
Everybody really rallied. That's good. Way to go, guys.
That was sad. Really, she was very young, and she was only in the force for 2 weeks.
Sounded like she was a regular through all the time. It's like, that's
Provost rough. Actually hit us all up right away, and he's like, hey, this is one of our regulars that just passed, and we need to do something. Yeah. Are you guys in? And he didn't even have to ask. Everybody was like, yep, hands up. Let's do it.
The whole Sacramento area, all you guys, all you operators and franchisees there, you guys are really close.
Yeah.
We are.
You know, it seems like you guys all have each other's backs pretty good when it comes to anything like that.
Absolutely.
You guys support each other in a big way. It's awesome.
yeah.
Really cool.
It makes it so easy to do something like that when you guys are all kind of on the same page.
Yeah.
You know,
for sure.
It is really cool to have those relationships. We can just hit each other up and with questions or anything happens like that, we can always rely on each
support
other.
Or advice or anything. Yeah. It's a great example of just the business owners as a whole. Yeah. You see what happens when you're willing to cooperate, you know, with each other. You know, I'm sure you guys probably compromise just like they do in certain areas at certain times.
Yeah. Shout out to Adam Hanby. He's our business coach. Yeah. And he actually just had like a big dinner for us right before Christmas, which was so cool. Like, that's just what keeps us all connected.
Yeah.
And Adam and Mandy, they were working with you and Eugene too.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. Like, we go way back. Yeah. We were all in the management bucket back in the day. So
pretty rad. Yeah. Full circle.
Really cool.
Yeah. Full circle for sure.
Yeah. Well, we really appreciate you taking the time, especially to drive all the way out here and with your leadership and give them a taste of HQ and all that. And clearly you guys are busy. We do like to end it. If there's one solid piece you could give just to the young Dutch nation listening, what would that be?
Man, I think we kind of hit it earlier, but I would say persistence, making sure that, you know, if you have a goal in mind, something that really tugs at you, something that is at the root of your being, that you're persistent with it and you don't give up on it, because nothing comes easy. Mm-hmm. And if it does, it's probably not worth it. So you got to really, you know, check yourself on that.
Yeah.
Give something to add.
For me, it's just be a humble servant. Mm. Be a servant leader. Like, just keep your head down, do your job. Don't be arrogant. Nobody likes someone who's over arrogant, you know? Just stay humble.
Yeah.
Appreciate you guys coming out.
Thank you for having us. We're so honored.
Anytime.
Super honored to be here. We love you guys.
We love your crew, man. They're rays of sunshine,
You guys are, you know, raising some incredible people underneath
Thank you.
It's pretty cool.
Thank you.
It's awesome to see. You can see it's a reflection of the way that you guys are engaged with them, you know, and the way that they're treating everyone else. So.
Yeah. Shout out to our leadership. They're amazing.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's going to do it, folks. Thanks again, Brian and Maddie. That was a great visit. It was a real pleasure getting to meet your leadership crew. They're great people, too. Keep up the good work. And it's just another reminder, life's funny. You make all these plans and you put a bunch of energy into it and things can just totally derail. But stay positive, reroute, and who knows? Sometimes it ends up being better than you ever imagined. So keep an open mind, Dutch Nation. And next week, we've got another power couple, Austin and Kelsey Smith, regional operators up there in Gresham, Oregon. Some awesome people. Can't wait to dive into their story and share that with you guys. So, until next time, take it easy, Dutch Nation.